Bow on the roof, we're in the building. Yeah. I feel incomplete because usually you'd be pressing everything as well. But yeah, I had it last week, but obviously this week is because, you know, man is stepping out after, isn't it? Stepping out. Shout out to my GOAT. You feel me? Shout out to my GOAT every time. But regardless, episode 130.
Wow.
There's nothing for 130, is it? There's no lyrics that of anything that happened in 130.
Nah.
Shout out to everyone who likes brunch.
Yeah, look at 130. Brunch.
Yeah. Shout out to everyone who likes brunch, I guess. Yeah. I guess.
But yeah, in honor of the episode, real quick, 130.
Yes.
Name one of your favorite 30s.
Ooh. That is so good. From the top of my head, I can think of K-Shine versus Averb.
Cool. I've got the STL, the STL get back then. Hitman 30 Shine.
Oh, it's your man. He did though. It wasn't a 30 though.
I'm gonna get back.
That was unnecessary.
That wasn't a 30 though.
Get back.
So unprovoked,
I
bro.
I get back for STL on it. That
was unprovoked.
That was wild.
I said, if your pops is, if my pops is a rat, your pops is a rat too. Okay.
Sorry, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll blank, but I'm just going to go, fuck it. John versus Jack Boy, innit? That was mad.
Can we count as a 30 though?
Bruv, you left the stage.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say.
I've got one more, but go on.
Okay, go on.
Oh, Surface Twerk.
Okay. Yeah, I was, you know what?
Yeah.
I was going to mention.
Yeah.
I was going to mention Mr. Wavy versus Twerk.
Oh, he's got a lot of.
We'll get there. Episode 130, we are in the building right now. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe to the Roofers, to the Dogs, them. We just go straight into this.
Oh, yeah, intros, man.
Yeah, intros, man. Yeah, Chris the Capo, I'm in the building. You know the vibe. Gang.
Fly Guy Rich is in the building.
The flyest.
We here, man.
This is so incomplete without the sound effects.
I know.
Kind of fake, right?
Yeah, exactly. Listen, but it's the man in front of the cam. Mr. Respect the Shooter. Mr. Michael Mops. Yeah.
Murder.
I don't
believe you. Murder. Hey, listen, shout out to everyone that was interacting. I'm genuinely happy for us being back.
It was, man. Everyone shouting us up, man. Yeah, man. Big up the comments.
Big up every single time, man. Let's go straight into this, man. The first thing, listen, we are a battle rap podcast. It may seem a bit out of topic to some extent, but if we are talking about competition and we are talking about rap, let's talk about Kendrick Lamar.
If we don't talk about, I'm going to be vexed, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about Kendrick Lamar versus I'll be sure ass niggas. AKA J. Cole and Drizzy Drake.
Yeah,
the Latin
coalition,
yeah. Exactly. I'm slandering all you waffle colour dons. I'm joking. This is for all the years of you calling me Black Attack, Midnight. This is my get back. Yeah. This is my camera. All of you. I'm here for your sisters, woo, your mums, your aunties. Every
auntie
single one of them.
Hey auntie.
Oh man, but honestly, Cole, Drake, Kendrick, thoughts, man. What's your guys' thoughts and opinions on it?
I have loads of thoughts on this.
Talk
but
the
there's
things.
There's a video. There's a YouTuber. Oh, what's his name? Like How He Does It or something like that. If I remember it, I will shout out properly. He put out a video that shout out a couple of things I didn't realize, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the untrained eye, you go, rah, Kendrick just decided to flip on Cole for no reason.
Yeah.
Mm. But he pointed out that Cole has been talking about Kendrick for the last 2 years.
I have seen a few people talk about it.
There's a lot of lines, a lot of subs. Yeah. Mm. And it's like, okay, cool. Maybe we're not cool, but just hold your line, innit?
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, so you man are joining up together. Mm. All right, cool. Kendrick done the smartest thing, in my opinion, which is he's fucked up their friendship.
Whose friendship, though?
I'll explain. and I'm talking about Drake and Cole.
Future.
No, Drake no. Because they might still be friends.
Who's that?
Drake and Cole. They might continue to be friends.
But the dynamic is a bit weird now.
The two of you can't diss me together. If the two of you diss me, so which one of you's number one?
Ooh.
So,
but you know what's crazy?
If you get me out of the way, which I don't think you're going to do, you two have to go at each other.
Yeah.
But do you, everyone says that Cole's number one for the last year. But does Cole believe he's number one?
I think he does.
You think he does?
Yeah, I think he does.
Cole believes he's number one and he's been waiting for Kendrick to say something so he can prove that he's number one.
So then what does he think of Drake then?
He doesn't think of Drake. He respects Drake as a pop artist.
Yeah, but then I don't think Drake thinks that Drake's number one. I don't. Drake knows that he's not a rap nigga.
He knows that he's the number one guy overall, but not the number one rapper, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean...
Hope so, anyway.
I honestly...
You don't.
Yeah.
Drake thinks he could still be the number one rapper. He forgets that we know he can't, but then, he thinks he can. And the thing is, he's supposed to think that.
100%, but then he comes up with this track and then we're like, oh, it's actually not too bad.
Because he can do it. He can.
He can turn it on.
When he wants to.
But then I always ask the question, who wrote it?
And that's the thing, is always in the back of your mind, you're thinking that, because we'll get at 8 a.m. in Charlotte, and we'll think, this is so cold.
Yeah, because that was cold.
But subconsciously, in the back of your mind, you're thinking,
did you write
this, though?
Yeah.
And part of me thinks, with this guy, can you just easily, just when you want to get into that bag of, I am the number one rapper, you can just get into that bag, and you're deliberately just trolling us in the sense of, where I'm giving you all these meaty projects, but listen... If I want to rap, it's a problem for you, man.
He does it every now and then, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Like I said, I think he can. I just feel like Kendrick has never not done that. Like, I feel like Kendrick's just hard to digest. Mm. That's the honest truth. A lot of people, he raps at such a level where you have to want to understand what he's talking about. Because I will admit, as much as I listen to his projects, it might be a year later where I'm like, oh. And I don't mind that. It's just that at the time, I'm like, it's just decent. But it's whereas I think J. Cole is the perfect blend of the two. J. Cole is always direct to the point and witty. You get every bar, every bit right now. That's what I mean. It's like, if you want to talk about who's the best rapper making, right? I could easily say, as much as I don't like to say it, the last 24 months, that's 2 years.
Bro, you could go as well as say three or 4 years.
J. Cole's been the top guy.
Yeah, it's been Cole. Listen, Kendrick, this camera with me, yeah?
Yeah.
Stop chilling with Baby Keem. It's enough.
No.
Baby Keem was making you make meaty songs.
What?
Was making you not get into your rapping bag.
No, you're
get rid
about.
Of that Baby Keem crap. All that crap. Yeah. No, I don't understand why that guy always looks like he's had a Drapeson match after school or before school started. I don't get it. I'll never get it. I'll never understand. Get rid of that guy, bro. I'm glad. Why is it such a coincidence? A coinky dink. The fact that Kendrick Lamar is back rapping once he drops Baby Keem.
He hasn't dropped his cousin.
Drop that man.
He has not dropped his cousin.
Drop that man.
And let's establish.
I don't know where that guy is from.
Is he from Houston?
No, Baby Keem's
from LA.
He's from LA. It's his cousin.
He's from LA.
It's actually his little cousin.
Okay, fine.
Get rid of that man.
He's his mum's sister's son or something like
that. Get rid of that
man. Now, here's
my
thing, Kendrick has made his cousin a fucking star.
Credit to you for that. His cousin's crap, though.
He's not crap. Right, Melodic Blues, a cold album. And you said he's given his worst... Bruv, do you forget the verse at the end of Family Ties?
Yeah.
Come on. We thought that Mr. Morale was going to be Flames and Fire.
That album's crap, bro.
No, it's not crap.
That album's
not,
bro.
I'm not having this conversation.
But you know what it is? Anyway. I do want to see Kendrick versus Cole. Forget Drake, but I just want to see Kendrick and Cole.
Yeah, no, I
Baz Boss, Baz Boss. Go at it.
Yeah.
It should happen. We might get it this year.
It needs to happen. Yeah. Speaking of things that need to happen as well, we need to have our first roofer intervention, man.
Whoa.
Intervention? Why?
Yeah. Chess.
I've been with you. Anyway, I've been saying it for years. Mandem was holding on to this rope for years and years and years. But let's not cap now.
Chess.
What he wants to be. Brother, how? Big man, He is a grown man now, you know.
He's a grown man.
He's a grown man now.
He's been a grown man.
My thing is, I think maybe he's battling a lot because obviously he's just had a newborn, isn't it? So maybe he need, like, maybe it's money, I don't know, innit?
Mm.
But, oh, but also, so I think these leagues are taking advantage. It's like, Battle Academy, you've seen him choke consistently and you still booked him for 3 rounds.
Okay.
You wouldn't sell, you wouldn't sell tickets. But you sold tickets and now your fans are like, brother, come on now. I pay his money.
No, but that's on him. He's killing his own brand.
No, it's on him. But as a league as well, you know what you're booking.
I'm just saying, he came from a league that tells you they have the best talent in the world. And then your best talent is choking. Come on now.
Oh, we go hard.
No.
No.
CNC.
No.
I like we go hard, yeah.
Respectfully,
yeah.
CNC Pools. Are doing a thing.
Yeah.
Pools.
Whoa. No, you said you like
CNC. That's fine.
No, I said I like we go hard.
But that's the name of the league.
Oh,
yeah, okay. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
I can't like it. But no, man, this just means
right. It's I'm top. Saying, I feel like if I was another league, and I get opportunity to book a smack rapper or URL rapper, I'm expecting them to perform better than my usual talent.
Mm-hmm.
You got a league called, I don't know, podcast.
Yeah.
Are you booking chess? You've just seen his 3 battles back to back. Are you still booking him?
I'm thinking he can't continue this. So I'm going to get a great battle now.
That's what I think people are thinking. Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to get the good chess.
I'm about to get the
good chess. We've seen a year of where chess. Remember 2021 of chess where there was no choke.
Was that the year? Was it Bad Loso on that year?
That was the year where he battled. Yeah, with Loso.
Charlie Clips.
Clips.
Yep.
I think wasn't it Easy?
Easy. Yeah, he did.
I think so.
I think was Jack Boy the beginning of that year?
Jack Boy was.
He lost, didn't he?
No, but that was 22. Hold on. Formed,
but that's 22, a question. Hold on. So that year, 2021, where he perfect rounds.
Yeah.
He didn't win any of them.
I think Chess and Jack Boy was 22, because I remember that was January.
I know that's what I'm saying. I remember the January. What January
did
it was.
Jack Easy beating Chess?
Yeah, at the time.
Yeah, I did.
I had Chess winning that year.
Oh, fair.
But it's super debatable. Yeah,
super debatable. Yeah, super debatable. But my point is, what battle did he win?
Okay.
He didn't beat Clips.
I've got a few theories on Chess, firstly.
Yeah.
The first thing is, for those who may not have the context of everything, is he battled recently. He battled Bill Collector and choked all three rounds. A week before that, he battled Hustle.
Yep.
And he stumbled and choked.
He battled as well. He battled Luck Dollars.
Luck Dollars.
Choked.
And choked as well. And this is all in the space of you say 6 weeks?
Yeah.
But in the space of 6 weeks, he's choked 3 times. I go back to...
Oh, but he battled Rex.
Battled Rex in December.
But he didn't choke.
December? No, that was good.
So the Rex battle was December, I believe.
But they did it like a couple weeks later, didn't they?
That was December, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was in December when that battle took place. Late November, December. We saw it on Christmas Day.
But
going to chess, so my theory is this. Remember what I wrote in a group where I've said, of someone that has benefited the most from YouTube drops,
factual,
it actually is Chess. Of recent, he's probably had the most
YouTube
drops.
Oh my God, he really has.
On the URL YouTube, he's had the Clips battle, where that was a sponsored Netflix battle.
Yeah,
that you battled in Chris Brown's house.
Mm-hmm.
He had the battle with him and Loso that recently dropped. He also had the battle with him and the 2-on-2 with him and
Rex dropped.
Rex dropped on YouTube
dropped.
As well.
Yes.
And then if you want to go back to it, you could say the 2-on-2
Chess versus LT dropped on Gates of the Garden.
URL drops. Yeah. Remember, URL ain't putting out battles.
Yeah, so exactly.
Just named three.
In a sense of where,
And I think there's a four. Well,
probably you say the 2-on-2, him and
versus Lux and Thingy.
Him and Rock. Against, And you got to think, the only person who's had the same amount of drops as Chess on YouTube is Tay Rock.
Yeah.
Tay Rock with the Murder Mook battle that dropped.
Yeah.
The Twerk battle that dropped. Mm-hmm. That 2-on-2.
Yeah.
And then also, I think Tay Rock has had another battle that's dropped on YouTube.
Not from URL. It's other than URL.
I think it might be the... No, because it's Murder Mook that's dropped.
Twerk.
Twerk.
I'll check.
I know you're thinking, but it's not URL though. He's better than
I think I'll check to see if there's another one as well. But yeah, with that is that he's benefited the most out of these drops. But it seems like as if, one, he's took advantage of it, firstly. And secondly as well is the sense of where he should really, he should be fulfilling the most out of this, because you've got what everyone was begging for, in a sense of where you've had those YouTube drops. You shouldn't be scrambling around in a sense of where doing these senseless battles. If anything, it should be quality over quantity.
But then bar the luck dollars, do you think these battles are senseless? Like Bill's a good battle for him.
Bill is a good battle for
Hustle's a good battle for him.
Yeah.
And who else he choked against?
Spill and Hustle, to be
that
fair.
That was it. Yeah, but then like those two battles are good on his resume. Mm-hmm. He's just fucked up. And I feel like maybe he's relying on everyone seeing my most recent YouTube battles and I've done good. He could think, oh, a lot of men ain't seeing the app. So YouTube battles, oh, I'm good. I'm like 4-4 right now. Not knowing that, but like we're still watching you on the app getting cooked. Or you're choking or you're doing all this nonsense. Because any day, brother, you ain't just robbing us. You're robbing yourself.
Oh, sorry. The other one that dropped was Tay Rock, Geechee Gotti, New Jersey Twerk and Romney.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that 2-on-2
yes.
that dropped.
Oh,
so, yeah.
The issue is that battlers are still going to be on some... like, they're still going to baby him.
Hold on. So... So every rock battle that's dropped, he's lost.
Rock or chess?
Rock.
On you? What?
Well, you, yes.
From URL?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah. Mookie lost.
Mookie lost. The 2-on-2 he lost.
Yeah.
What was the other one you said? You said...
him and Twerk.
Twerk he lost.
Yeah.
But interfere. When you look at the battles, bar Mook... He kind of had a good fight in those battles.
So, yeah.
I know you're saying.
Do you know what? I'm looking from a business standpoint, right? I'm URL and I want you to buy my app subscription. And these are the faces that every time you see the interviews, we talk about these people are my champions. Why are you putting these battles on YouTube?
Makes sense. Rock and Mook, big names. Rock and Twerk, massive names.
There are other battles of other people that you would want, that I would want to invest in, save my, like, don't get me wrong, you can drop a Rock and Mook, because we're showing you Mook still got it, but like there's so many battles that are not on YouTube.
No, of course, but remember, I think certain battles aren't even gonna go on YouTube just cause out of spite.
Bro, Chess and Geechee Gotti is not on
Easy
there.
And Chess
Easy and Chess should be on
that's
there.
That's never gone on there.
No, yeah. I get it. They're not putting out Easy because they got
there,
beef with
Lux
Easy.
And Geechee dropped, no? Am I going crazy?
Lux and Geechee's
on YouTube, yeah. That's on YouTube.
Of course, but
yeah,
it's Lux, isn't it?
But going back to Chess again, it's like I'm worried in the sense of this is in your rookie, your first battle, your debut URL battle, you're still having the same problems now, which was 10 years ago, almost. If you want to say, 10 years ago. 2014 was him versus DNA, right?
Yeah.
And you got to think, it's the same thing. Dougie battle, he choked. DNA battle, he choked. To even if you want to use battles where Chess has done amazing in great performances, he choked in. Tay Rock battle, choked and stumbled. Saga, choked and stumbled.
Yeah, I think it's just...
But still 30
so
Saga.
What is it that makes...
Because you know what? It's for every choke and stumble, for all... You get 3 chokes and stumbles, but you will still have that one amazing round. You'll still get a people's elbow round. You'll still get, keep a ratchet under the bed like wifey's come home. You still get those type of bars. And that's the thing with it. It's like, is it worth it in this sense? Because, again, my other theory is that Chess has never beat a top tier on the big stage.
He hasn't, unfortunately.
DNA, lost. Tay Rock, lost. Calico, lost. Shotgun Shug, he lost.
Yeah, you're right.
Clips, lost. John, lost.
Hustle, lost.
K-Shine, lost.
Fair enough, then.
It's mad.
The only one is debatable with Arsenal.
Yeah, but sounds bad.
But that was a good battle.
No, that was a very
good battle.
Pardon me. Fuck yeah. Yeah, you're right.
The thing is, I don't even know if I want an intervention. I'm just... Because it's not him I want to intervene in. Like, bruv, if you want to do this to your career, it's fine.
So who are you talking to then?
I'm talking to the people booking him.
I'm with you.
That's who I'm talking to. Like, same thing when it was happening with Twerk. Bruv, you can ruin your career if you want to. It's fine.
Yeah, you're doing more damage control.
But really, like, you men that keep on booking him, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's the end goal?
I'm saying, because they're on, they got some tickets.
Yeah, I understand.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But that's what they're on for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say, I know you lot hate when I bring this guy up. None, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never stumbled.
Yeah.
Never choked. Three rounds all the time. And you might go, oh, I don't get electrifying. Him versus Marv One, flipping fire battle. Him versus Danny Myers. I'm sorry, they were worth every penny you got.
Mm-hmm.
I can invest in you, right? Cool. Bruv, the first time you heard Twerk, he was great, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you, right? But he's had bad performances. I would rather you be good and get amazing versus you start off amazing and then I have to like try and justify every time I rebook you. Like, bruv, you fucked up. You got to do... I'm just saying, I think that they sometimes invest in the wrong things. Like, it looks great, but I don't want the Ferrari because it keeps on breaking down.
That's what I was saying when they had
too many excuses.
Volume 11. Brother, go and book Av. He gives you...
Bruv.
Go and book a Mike P. Go and book a Ryder.
Go book a Jerry West.
Like, bro, like these guys are going to give you three solid rounds. That's it.
Mm.
Yeah.
As much as like, I know like I like my top tiers and that, but sometimes I want a card that's going to finish. I'm like, bruh, we're good battles.
Man, I'm paying peace for this, you know. Brother. And the rules is this, you're not getting a refund for it.
But I'm not getting shit back.
You're not getting a book refund on nothing.
Like, what's going on? This guy has never let me down.
It's even more mad because there was a spaces where it was like Smack was asking like people that are like, what they felt about the event. Brother, you got stumbles in there saying it's 8 out of 10. It's like, brother, I know you want to get back on URL, but stop lying to him. Yeah, 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, what?
My name Stumbles, Smack.
I respectfully respect Stumbles, yeah? Bruv, you're nobody, so introduce yourself when you're talking to Smack, yeah?
That's crazy. But, I also had to verify who it was. That's crazy.
No, the thing is, Smack had to ask who you was because of the way you said who you was.
Oh, and the thing in it?
Yeah.
And then Hustle was like, Stumbles, and he's like, oh. And I'm like, big man, you don't care.
Smack don't care, though.
Like, brother, for me, brother, go box Snake Eyes. He promos... He gives you three fucking rounds. I don't care what no one says, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
He sells a fucking card and he turns up.
Do you know what's funny? As much as I don't like Snake Eyes, I can't disagree with you.
You're right. You see what I'm saying, like, bro? Like,
there's a big roster, bro. There is a big roster. Like, bruv. Bring some of these people there.
Please. Like, Chess.
Yeah.
You're good in it. You are. It's on your day, but Bangkok is on your day.
It's scary because you look at Smack Volume 1 was Chess versus Chef Trip.
He lost, though.
Where he lost badly, and apparently the choke was that bad, they had to edit it to trim it down.
But that's the same as him versus Chilla Jones.
Chilla Jones.
But they started this round bare times.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are we doing?
And what's worse
is,
on the app, he's actually winning that battle as well.
Do you know what I don't get? Yeah. Well, yeah. Why don't... No, here's a question.
This gets away with so much, bro.
Here's a question. Where's the saga?
He's about to battle Young Ill on RBE.
Right. Why is he better than Young Ill on RBE?
Probably because URL aren't booking him.
Why are URL not booking him?
Because they're too busy putting money into Chess.
Nah, because he kept on choking.
He did.
That as well, yeah.
So why is it they stopped booking him?
Because Chess sells tickets.
That's just what it is, isn't it?
I'm just saying, make it make sense to me, innit? Like, I understand Saga's punishment.
Yeah.
It's like...
Bruv, he got arrested by the white police while battling the white guy. On Black History Month. Yeah.
He would never let him live down those crimes.
Bruv.
He would never let him live down those crimes.
Yeah, that
was
crazy.
Yeah, said, no, you embarrassed yourself and us.
But ill will.
Yeah,
What are we doing there? Like, fucking facts. Hell.
Rosenberg Raw.
Yeah. Come on,
my
man.
My point is...
Right. Mr. Wavy, if you even want to.
Bruv.
There'll be a surprise element. Jerry West, Mr. Wavy. There'll be some people that when they come back towards URL will be like, they're back.
Yeah.
You know what? Fair enough.
This is my point. There are people who, I don't get why you don't book them.
Yeah, but with Chess, you don't. It's because sometimes may be good, sometimes may be shit. That's the best way to say it with Chess. No, sometimes may be good, sometimes may be shit.
It's still what to expect, man.
Listen, Chess, respectfully, don't take any battles for a while,
just
man. I understand you may have some contractual obligations.
Yeah.
Do those battles. Mm. And then after that, just take some time out, man. Because at this moment of time, you're not going to get the big battles that you need and should be getting. Chess hasn't battled an A-verb yet.
But I can't lie to you. I want to see it.
But he's not going to win.
You would want
to
see
it. Because of the beef that they
have. A-Verb is the funniest guy ever. A-Verb is the funniest guy ever. He is hilarious, bro.
Do you know what? No, I'll let you go on, go on.
The A-Verb battle, he hasn't got yet. And at this rate, don't think he will get.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Chess still hasn't. I don't think Chess has battled Ill Will. Chess hasn't battled Ill Will yet. I remember that once upon a time, he wanted to see the rematch of Chess versus T-Top. I remember there was a time.
Real, he might not want to see T-Top right now.
I remember once upon a time, after that 2-on-2, there were some people that were saying they wanted to see Chess versus Lux.
I remember that.
Jesus.
I remember it then. Jesus. And I'm not going to lie to you. I think that's where Chess is going wrong. Chess is trying to battle outside of his skill set.
Mm-hmm. But if we're honest, Chess might get Lux next card. because the rate we're going, this guy's choking and getting
it's going
all these big names. It's what it is like right now.
No, but the thing is, I just feel like he needs to do what other people have done, which is start being more selective.
Yeah.
Be more selective. Like, all right, cool.
Quality over quantity, man.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity.
Because I do feel like when he is on form, not questionable.
Learn from Easy, bro.
Unquestionable. Mm.
Easy will take 4 battles or 5 battles probably in a year, and they are top tiers. Obviously, it's different because Chess has been there for longer and he's battled most of those people already. But you can be selective with it. Like what we're seeing to some extent, like what Geechee does. Geechee will have a quantity of battles, but then there'll still be those one few battles out in there that are like, oof.
Even Goods does that. Goods,
exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, Goods comes out maybe like 4 times a year.
You see Goodness? No, it's maybe 4 times a year. You might come like
twice or three times a year if you're lucky, you get good.
Yeah, yeah. The point is, he picks who he wants to battle. He explains why he's going to battle them, and then he actually has a good battle against them. I haven't seen him lose really, but whether you put him as winning or losing, maybe he lost against Geechee. Maybe
it's debatable. Maybe. That's even debatable. I had him winning that battle.
I had him winning, but I'm
Goods ain't really got that many clear losses.
The only one clear loss is Hollow.
My point is, he ain't got many clear losses.
Totally Hollow.
But when you name the battles, you remember the battles. They're worth watching.
Feel
like Chess is one of those people where he is worth watching.
Even Calico's another one as well. Learn from the school of Calico. Yes. Calico is quality. Quality over quantity. You got to make it worthwhile. Like, brother, Calico battle means something, bro. This shit means something to me.
And even when it didn't mean something, he made it mean something.
Yeah, for sure.
Calico, Ill Will. We was like, why?
Classic.
That was the rebirth.
But even till now, it's one of the best battles.
That's one of the best rebirth, bro. That is one of the best battles.
Had that feel as well, man.
Since we are speaking about what ifs in battle rap, I want to ask you guys this question. Who are some of the biggest what ifs in battle rap? Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, like, what if this didn't happen?
Never fulfilled their fullest potential, but it's like, what if you did?
Oh, there's a few.
Tone Montana?
Yeah.
That whole gun scheme, he's next up and then he just kind of filtered away somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's one for sure.
Lot of Zay was one.
I hear that.
I feel like Lot of Zay, when he came through at a point, it was like, you could potentially be something. Mm. To a point, remember when DNA had to come out and was like, yo, these new dons could be a problem for us. Yeah.
What if Tay Rock didn't announce the snitching rumors about
Kid Slade?
Slade will be clear.
Kid Slade would have been easy,
you know.
He was easy.
He was the next easy.
He's on easy trajectory.
So saying that, what if Easy had battled Mook when he was meant to on that card? Remember, it was about Mook on that card, you know? He might not have gone to go back Hitman on Chrome.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I
forgot, what card was that again?
It was the Drake card.
Shit, that would be fucking crazy.
It was the Drake card.
Yeah.
What if Sue Surf never got with Tay Rock for gun titles?
Do you know what's crazy? That Surf we see now, and that's my guy, I don't think he'd be Surf.
He wouldn't be sick
because he powered up,
you know,
when he got with Rock.
You know, with Rock, that was literally a Space Jam moment.
That was.
He saw him in the basketball and said,
Spalding,
I'm here now.
Yeah.
Take your powers.
And combine it.
Literally, for sure. Because he was... Like Rock was the guy at that moment. And Surf was choking a bit. He'd be stumbling.
If we're talking what ifs, what if Clean Paper was consistent?
Fucking hell, man.
That's a mad one.
He's legendary, you know?
What if Clean Paper was consistent?
What if people took...
I'm ready to laugh. I don't know why. I'm ready to laugh.
Wait, I just forgot his name. What if people took O Solo seriously?
One of my niggas brings two niggas. Bring three niggas, bring four. That's my guy, man. Shout out to O Solo.
I love O Solo. I'm sorry. What if Cortez didn't get voted?
Yeah. You would have seen him kill Chess twice.
Yep. Yeah. He battled Young Ill, no?
Yeah,
he battled
Young Ill, yeah. Yeah.
Like, shit. I'm just saying, Cortez was never
Cortez
bad.
Cortez never got voted.
We just didn't like him. Mm. Cortez was never bad. We just didn't like him. Mm.
That's true. Yeah, no, I agree. No. I'm with you on that.
What if 40 Bars was consistent?
Oh my God. No, if 40 Bars was consistent, because you've got to remember what she does to men.
Can I be honest
with
you?
Only guy that hasn't...
She would have... Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
She would have had a bout with Lux.
Easily.
Yeah.
Well, by now she would have. Not then.
By now she would.
When caffeine happened, she would have had a bout with Lux.
We would have had a bout with
that, Lux. That surf battle would have been Lux. If she was consistent.
40's pen is unbelievable,
it's
bro.
It's crazy. It's just boring.
And if she had performance as well.
That's my issue with
her. Yeah, if she had performance.
It's like she really been booked.
Shout out Piper Boy Williams. He is the funniest blogger ever, you know.
What if RB didn't exist? Imagine a roster of your own have, but like 60 plus battlers just doing nothing, you know?
Well, it's funny you say that.
That was a good leader, wasn't it?
We're here now.
But if there's no RB, you know, like, but man not seeing like certain battles that we've seen, like, oh shit, that's a crazy battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Euro or KOTD.
Yeah.
What if Daylight didn't do antics from Big Jump?
Oh my gosh, man.
What if he didn't?
What if Daylight didn't back Tay Rock? What everyone's perception be of Daylight right now?
They went into F Diddy. Pause.
No, I'm not gonna lie. That one there, yeah?
Yeah, because remember.
Because that's a whole 360 moment. One battle
has changed everyone's perspective.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
What was the last battle we had before that? Was that Mike
P? That's what I'm saying.
No, that wasn't Mike P.
Let me see on YouTube.
I feel like the battle before that was Pat Sayz. I think it was Pat Sayz.
Oh, yeah.
The one where he dressed up like a slave.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Antics again.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
What if he battled Ill Will 6 years ago?
That was an RB as well, isn't it? That's when they both had a ski mask. Yeah, that was a good battle.
That was a very good battle.
That was a good battle.
But not because Pat Sayz was like 9 years ago. So I guess that's the most latest one. Oh no, King Los.
Yeah.
King Los was after.
Oh, sorry, after Rock.
After Rock.
Okay, yeah.
I'm thinking of some more what ifs. Tori Doe.
Just crazy. She's my favorite woman bat rapper. Her and Shayna. And she just upsets me.
What if with Tori Doe?
She's consistent.
What if he was just consistent?
Top five! That's it, bro. Like, there's no.
Because I'm trying to think of, even with the what ifs, it's like, what if scenarios, but also. Battlers that just did not show consistency did not show up all the time. What if T-Rex actually took certain battles serious?
Fucking goat, man.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest with you, I feel like he does it deliberately.
What if Mook battled regular?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't do this whole hiatus, which was good.
What if him or Lux? Oh, yeah.
What if him or Lux did battle regularly?
They wouldn't be considered how high
they look human.
Basically.
Yeah.
But that's the same as saying, like, what if Arsenal battled Mook?
At the time when it was meant to happen. Yeah. Do you guys, from top... Go on.
What if Jay Mills didn't get signed to Young Money?
That's a good question. He probably would have been like...
He'd been better.
Yeah, he would have been like... Mook,
but he wouldn't have been bad because he wouldn't have had this rust on him.
It's true.
Where you get that little style from? That what? Girl from?
Yeah.
DNA didn't find Harry.
Oh.
Fuck.
You see what I'm saying? But it'd have been
great. See, I was going to say, Harry. What if DNA and Shine didn't link up?
Yeah.
Because that there was another one. That was a Space Jam moment.
Who benefited from that, would you say?
Both.
I feel like they
honestly,
both.
Honestly, I feel like K-Shine became a boss because of it. But DNA got taken more seriously.
Yeah.
And people didn't really, they fucked with him still, but shines the muscle, innit? So it's like, oh shit, you're like.
Do you know what doesn't get spoken about? Remember there was a period of time when Kayshan was like choking in battles?
Yeah. Before that.
Yeah. Before NWS. He was actually choking and fumbling quite a few battles, bro.
Yeah, he was shaky because. Yeah. I think just before that, he battled that card where Tay Rock battled JC, crazy card. I think Shine battled Young Ill, no?
Yeah.
And even then, he's a bit choppy.
Yeah. Even when he battled Big T.
Oof.
Yeah.
Even Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal. Yeah. Didn't he choke in that as well?
Nah, but he was bad, though.
Oh, yeah.
He bought the midget.
Yeah, we bought the midget. Are we allowed to say that now?
Yeah.
I think we are. I think so. Shout out, everybody.
What if Norbus didn't do the mad thing to Twerk's BM?
Yes.
That's a...
Because, remember, that means there'll be... PGs might still be here.
Yes.
Oh my God, this Crucible team. Yeah.
I miss the PGs.
But you know what? Norb's left out on... He really had his, like... His Michael Jordan 96 season moment. Because you got to think, the last class he brought through was UM1. And that was a fucking...
UM1. Ace on that card.
Ace, Easy, Jaden Nightwing, Real Sick, Kid Chaos.
That's the best class out of this new lot.
Castro. I'm not going to lie. He's just proven his worth.
Yeah, man. You got to remember as well, found Geechee Gotti, found Twerk.
Riz and them lot was through.
Yeah, man. He did Street he did Star the... Norbs, man. Shout out to him.
Now you got P bringing through Capo Bravo.
Look, he's... I like Capo Bravado.
Good, man. Namesake.
It's my man.
All right.
Capo.
I guess P bought you Twerk, though, right? No, Jazz bought Twerk. No, that was through... Norbs as well.
Jazz bought him to Europe and then Norbs gave him plates.
Yeah. All right, so no, because his DMV was through then. So that's drugs and.
DMV's through P.
Yeah.
Well, I like the era, to be honest with you. Oh, what if we had got a Cave Gang versus Goonies card at that time? Yeah.
What if we had.
Fucking hell,
what if we
man.
Had the gun titles / dot mob card against NWX at the time?
I needed that, you know.
What if. There's so many that you look at and think, why didn't we get that at the time? And that's why I made a comparison of saying that URL for me is like boxing promoters, where you just don't book battles and events at the time when you need to. Bro.
Yeah, they need Vince. No, they don't.
No way, bro.
I meant the business mind.
They need
the business mind of the old regime.
Since we are speaking about regimes and, you know, battle leagues and things along those lines. One thing we have to give credit for is Geechee Gotti and the Riot, man. Yo. Geechee Gotti and the Riot, bruv.
Strong.
What they're doing right now is like the cards are just getting better and better and better.
Listen,
and better.
Geechee was not lying when he said he can do what he wants.
Yes.
He can do what the fuck.
He's an anomaly in battle, right?
He can book who he wants.
Yeah.
He can battle who he wants.
Listen, Geechee Gotti showed that he was an anomaly where he was streaming his podcast on the KOTD Twitch and had a show on Caffeine and would battle on Remy's League. The only thing he's got left to do is just an RBE.
I can't lie.
Basically.
When I saw him battle Easy on RBE, and then come back and battle someone else on Euro. I said, fair enough.
Yeah, only he was on Chrome, and then went back to
Vic.
Oh, I was like,
battled Easy, I came back, I still got booked.
I said,
fair enough.
Geechee's an anomaly, and he's just proven it. He's the guy. Like, listen, I am the bag. I don't depend on a brand.
Is he the fastest person to become slightly a GOAT? In a short time frame.
Bro, he's the fastest rising star in battle rap.
I'm going to say something random to you. You can agree with me or not. Geechee Gotti followed the blueprint of Arsenal.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's how Arsenal was to go.
You double it. Yeah, literally.
I'm here, but I'm there doing my thing. I'm going to go everywhere I want. I'm going to do what I want, how I want, when I want. I'm going to give you performances that are going to make me stand out.
Yep.
I'm going to be a legend.
That's a very valid point.
In battle rap, you can only mention certain people that defined, that took the objective and the barriers of battle rap and took it to a next level, into a next realm. Mm. Yeah. Those you obviously mentioned, the Wild and Out class, Hitman, Clips, Conceited.
Yep.
Conceited took it to the next level of doing your MTV raps. Cool. Yeah. Then you've got Surf, who's what he's done with the music.
He's actually a musician.
No question,
he's a rapper.
Even with Rolling Loud, and even when he was on the Joe Budden podcast and things along those lines.
Yeah.
Math Hoffa.
Oh,
of where he's took my expert opinion to another level. That DNA of what he's done of actually incorporating the WWE side to it, what him and Shine were doing as well, ESPN. With the ESPN stuff and all those time, those lines. So even DNA and K-Shine to mention. The next one that you could say, really, who's done it, is Geechee Goi, bro.
Yeah.
Geechee Goi is super hot fire.
You might say Easy.
Easy as well, Easy.
No, Easy is there, but Easy, respectfully, the Riot looks better than Trenches.
Oh, no, no, no.
And what I'm basically trying to get at is, you know when you like, you elevate? Easy had to do this. He wanted to do this. It's a very different dynamic. Do you know what I mean? Because I guess if Easy was doing it his own way, he wouldn't have been on Chrome. He would have part-owned Chrome. Do you see where I'm coming from?
But I think Trenches and Riot's different because I feel like in Trenches, he's trying to bring up people that aren't that known, whereas Riot, Geechee's booking the best.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to say. So Trenches, to me, is like Gates of the Garden.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing, because we need them. We like those leagues. But UW, Riot, RBE, URL,
Chrome,
they compete.
They don't compete
as regularly, but they compete.
And he's proved it as well with, like, do you want to do this from the main event to the smaller battles or smaller battles?
Work our way up.
Eli the Mayor versus D.I. Well, firstly, Geechee Goi, the Monopoly card. 2 card. This potentially could be
card
of the year so far. Hopefully... is event of the year so far.
I hope so. We've had some.
Because these are some serious battles that are on. Yeah.
Have some stinkers. But anyway,
Well. Shout out to Reese and Sonny. They'll probably say otherwise.
They said it was an eight.
Yeah, exactly. Respectfully. Monopoly 2 card. Let's do a few predictions on this. Eli the Mayor versus D.I. the Henny. Some of the trappers we are lit, D.I. the Henny, man. I'm sick and tired of reporting on Easy the Block Captain, so I'm going to battle now.
Love that. I love that for him.
Eli
is cold, though, right?
Eli is cold.
I got Henny, man.
I like Eli the Mayor.
What I wanted to do is preference the fact Eli is cold.
We like him, but
D.I. But I got D.I. on
same,
this.
I got
D.I. the Henny, man. I think from the last recent battle, I think for me, because the last battle that I remember seeing of his that I was kind of excited to see was him versus Snake Eyes. And when I watched that battle, I was so disappointed.
He lost.
And I thought from there, he took the constructive criticism and just got better and better and stuff.
That's why I like D.I. because I feel like, remember when Easy was doing blogs? Back in the day, Easy was doing blogs to get better.
Now
he does it because his ego's there. But he used to do it to get better. And I think D.I. is doing that same thing where it's like, all right, cool. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to hear you.
He'll do that. So we're all saying D.I. the Henny Man. Eunice versus Franchise.
That's battle. That's a
Franchise is back.
I like this. No lacking.
I like this battle a lot.
I know you got
Eunice for sure. Eunice. I got Franchise, I can't lie to you.
I haven't watched Eunice yet.
Haven't you?
No. I think it's good.
Please, Mups, watch Eunice versus Miss Hustle and Eunice versus Chef Trez. Eunice is one of them ones, my guy.
All
right. Out of that whole class, he is... That class has got a few. There's a few. And you got to think, Eunice started from Spaces.
That's why I'm impressed.
Eunice started from Spaces.
I still got Franchise, though.
Eunice wasn't the guy who was doing the impressions, was he?
Him and Oppa. Eunice versus Oppa as well. That's a very good battle.
In which case, Eunice has got a pen on him.
What?
You remember
that? The twerk versus Mook impersonation battle.
That's what I'm like, it's them.
Two and two. That was cold. It was cold.
I'm still going to stick with Franchise.
No lacking.
Because I want Franchise to do well.
Yeah, man.
But... Eunice, I realize I'm opening my eyes to the fact that this is not walking the park. It's not walking the park.
Viewers can win.
Yeah, it's not walking the park.
Same way I think Franchise can win. Yeah, I think Franchise was on the Forever Stay card.
Yes, he battled. Really,
he was on the Forever Stay card. I forgot who he battled. But I remember it was, he actually, I was excited to see Franchise back.
I remember he murdered my guy.
Who?
Jack.
Oh, Jack. Oh, yeah, he murdered him. Yeah.
Mama like Tay Rock with a chain. What the fuck is this? Do you know who you're fucking with?
that was bad.
Next one, Chef Trez versus Billy Boondocks.
Trez is on the higher right now.
Yeah, and I know Trez had that conversation with Clips afterwards.
Yeah,
because that man wasn't it.
Yeah.
It wasn't it, but it wasn't shit.
No, it wasn't shit. No.
And I'm talking more about for Trez really and how to work with certain star power. So
random, I was thinking about this. I was like, one day I would love to see Trez versus Av.
Who do you think is gonna win?
I don't know, you know. I think that would be super debatable.
I hear you, but I honestly feel depending on what league it's on, if it's URL, Av wins. And it's only because Av has that element of street that I don't think Trez has. I'm talking about just perception wise.
Oh, yeah.
If it's on an RBE, it can go either way. If it's on a, do you know what I mean? Other leagues, but I just feel like right now, Av still has weight.
Yeah, no pun intended. You know what you've done there. Bar God. Yikes. Where is that guy, man? Apparently, he lost to Myverse.
Yeah, I ain't seen it yet, but I heard.
Supposedly. Shout out Myverse, man.
Yeah.
Supposedly, yeah.
Apparently.
That was on the Riot versus Rap-Off card. Need to watch that.
What? You got to watch that to make sure.
You know what it is? Twitter will say one thing, you watch it, and it's a complete other thing as well, to be fair with you.
So,
supposedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, anyway.
Speaking of Av, Av versus Don Marino.
Come on, good friend. What the fuck are we doing here, man?
Our good pal.
Hi, Don. Hi, how you doing?
Av with the dirtiest of phrase.
Random, yeah. Have you ever watched the watch-alongs? What's it called again?
Ruin Your Day.
What's it called again?
It's like the watch-alongs.
Have you seen the one where I forgot what I think it was Jaden Nightwing versus Don Marino, and then Kichi Goi was taking the piss. He was like, "Man, why is Don Marino so animated? It's like he does this and this, this and this." I was just like, "Yeah, you're right."
Av needs to win this. Like, not he needs to, but he can't lose a round. But you can't.
Must it 30 or nothing,
bruv?
All in, all out.
Basically. I'm just going to respectfully stick to what we said. I'm not going to talk about you, Dom.
Allegedly. Shotgun Shug versus Capo Bravado.
Shug for me.
I haven't seen Capo Bravado yet.
He's not bad.
And I bet he's not bad.
He's good.
But do you see the Shug that I've had for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Pause. I don't know if I needed to do that. It sounded a bit weird.
Yeah. I wish the part
Shotgun Shug of the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Not betting against him. I'm not doing it. Mm. You might lose. I'm not betting against you.
Yeah.
I've seen him pull off amazing feats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Capo Bravado.
Capo's decent, but Shug, man.
Capo's good. If you've got time, watch him against T-Top.
What league is he on?
URL.
He's part of that top six.
Yeah.
Top six.
That's their name, isn't it?
No. What's his top six, bruv?
So that's their thing in the Crucible.
That was the recent
Capo,
Crucible class.
Capo, Authentic, Hansel,
Eunice.
This guy called Ice?
I think Hansel's in the other one.
Oh, my bad.
He's in the other one, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, there's no top six ever. That's a stupid name. I'm not bringing out another finger on another hand to give you lot ratings. You didn't make it.
I said, do this.
Yeah. Like, we ain't doing
Put
that.
Put your rollies in the sky. Yeah. Rip side to side.
Yeah. One of you is the thumb, yeah? Allow it.
The thumb is crazy. Hey, yo, my man. Hey, yo, my man.
It's your thumb ass out of here.
I think we all agree that we've got Shook. Yeah. I guess.
Capo's good, but come on.
Capo is, yeah. Riggs versus Snake Eyes.
Just, bro, listen, Riggs is fucking sick, you know?
Yeah.
Even his, bro, Riggs' pen is crazy.
Very underrated.
He's very underrated. Very underrated,
yeah.
And I've got him in because obviously I've been watching the lives of him.
Yeah, the lives are hilarious. We brought out a blicky.
Brother, I said, I got to watch.
Snake Eyes is a madman, bro.
And bear in mind, Tone Bro now manages Riggs. Mm-hmm.
Good.
So,
oh Lord,
yes, I'm yeah. saying.
Do you know what this is like? I remember in
I gotta watch this battle.
Do you remember in wrestling, yeah, where it was Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio for they were battling for there was a ladder match for to be Dom Mysterio's dad. This is what it feels like. They're battling for Tom Bro.
But I like Snake Eyes.
They're battling
cold.
For Tom Bro.
I think Snake Eyes is cold still, but I've got Riggs 2-1.
I've got Riggs taking this, man. Snake Eyes, good battler, but the issue is with him is that the promo is better than the raps at times, yeah. Bro.
Do you know what? I don't think people do hate on him. They do.
No, they do. A lot of, yeah.
Snake Eyes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you know what's so funny? Like, there's a part of me that want to say Snake Eyes, right? Mm. But I remember the conversation we had, and I just think you're a dickhead. But
why?
Did you have a, were you in the spaces with
yeah, him? Yeah, one time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
He's talking to you, personally?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
She tried to bring mums involved.
What?
Yeah.
Is it?
I said, no.
No, Riggs 30 then.
Swear, I had no idea about
same,
this, you know?
What? Yeah, it's like, recently, though?
No, not recently, bro.
During the time spaces. When the spaces were spaces.
Oh, when spaces yeah. were spaces. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah. I was having this whole conversation about UK, whatever, and then like somehow like mum, I was like, what the?
Nah, blood.
I'm like,
what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, nah. Yeah,
Riggs. Someone saying man can talk like that, but then you know, if he was to, you was to take that British Airways or that JetBlue to the ends, yo, my man.
Yeah. The thing is, I didn't get. I was just like, respectfully, we don't play that way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I appreciate you pulled that one back.
Yeah,
you stood on it. Dickhead, but
you could have turned around and said to him, at least you know you can be loud in your house because your house is your house.
Yeah,
yeah.
You niggas in your dad's basement.
Your house is your house.
Funny
enough, there was a live that he done once where he muted himself and he tried to mute himself, and you could tell his dad was saying, "You're being too loud.
Swear,
quiet down." It's very embarrassing.
Yeah, that's stress.
It's very embarrassing.
Man, I can't see his dad coming around the corner.
Oh. In fact, no. Call him. Yeah. Call him.
But,
yeah.
But here, what I'm going to say, though. As much as I can say this, I'm just not going to be a dickhead about it and go, I think maybe Snake Eyes got this, you know?
Is it? I think Riggs.
Yeah, I think Riggs.
I know.
But I if Snake Eyes wins, like I'm not. Like,
I don't want him to win.
It does nothing for him because it's like, okay. The thing is with Snake Eyes is that, yes, he is very entertaining, but you've lost.
Many a time.
And you lose.
All the time.
And that's the thing that comes... Like, listen, I find the guy super entertaining. I find him funny.
Actually, what am I talking about? Nah, man, fuck Snake Eyes. Yeah. I don't know, do you know what? I'm thinking about the battles and I'm like... Like, you tried to tell people you beat Twerk. You did not.
You didn't beat Twerk. You
did not do that, bro.
Tay-Rock, yeah, no. You didn't beat Tay-Rock. You
definitely didn't beat it. Stumbles whooped your ass. You
didn't beat Stumble.
After telling you he's going to beat your ass.
You didn't beat T-Top. You didn't beat Av. But one thing I will give you is that the room is biased for you.
Bruv.
It's biased
brother,
against
the crowds
you
hate him. And
the
bruv,
crowds
it's,
do
it's,
hate
it's,
you.
It's bad, man.
And I do hear that. That's one thing I will admit.
Because, bruv, he says some shit though sometimes.
Yeah, there are some times where he does say certain things.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this might be bad. I feel like Snake Eyes is a bad Rex impression.
Yeah.
That's it. You ain't got to agree with me. That's just
No. I'm just thinking to, what made you say that?
He has one fire round and great promo.
He has great promo.
Yeah.
Not even that he has great fire. You see like the way how he raps?
Mm.
It's like...
It's New York.
Nah, it's just... It's the cheap Rex, isn't it?
Jim Jones laps around the sun.
Like, you try it. Like, you try and give me that feeling, but I just don't feel it. Yeah. Like, Rex will say something, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. So, it's believability, basically.
Yeah. Not even believability. I just don't, yeah. I just think it's the cheap. Yeah, bro.
You know, there's certain lines you can just hear from them. Probably something like, oh, drop rock, my dribbling bad. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I hear it, but it's just like,
Drop rock. My dribbling's bad. You know, drop rock the ball.
Yeah. It is, yeah. Most of the time, hey, I think it would sound better if someone else said it. Yeah. That's really what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I definitely hear that. I've got rigs. I've got rigs with that one. This is a battle that I'm definitely looking forward to, man. Geechee Gotti versus Loso. I like this battle, man.
That's a very good
battle. And my guy Loso's getting the battles that he needs and deserves.
But Dariah's not letting Loso win that. So that's just, like, they're not.
Man, last time Loso was on the riot, wasn't he against
Jazz?
I'm gonna be.
That was a good battle. You
no,
know?
No, no, it was. But I'm saying, like,
I'm gonna be honest. I don't think Loso needs the crowd to make him win. Because no, whether he wins in that room or not, if he raps, it's a dark day.
Loso can rap, bro.
If Geechee has one of his.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
I hear you saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Geechee has a sing along, it's long.
Yeah, bro, this is it.
I can see
it. Matt Myron said, whatever he said about him, do you know what I mean?
Like, I can see him going there and probably remixing a Kirk Franklin song.
Nigga, I'll beat you and give you a revolution.
Yeah.
I think Geechee's got this 2-1 edge.
I think he
does. I'm excited for this battle. I hope it's not a one rounder.
I hope it's not a one rounder. If it's a one rounder and Geechee goes first, Loso has more of a hope in hell.
Yeah.
Like, he could win.
Can't let Geechee go second, though.
Yeah. Can't let Geechee go second.
I don't think Geechee will do Loso bad, because I think, one, Geechee fears God, firstly. Right. And secondly, I think this is a competitive battle for him.
100%.
I think this is a competitive battle. And also, I feel like Loso does deserve this battle, because one thing that we're always guilty of with Loso is putting him with fellow mid-tiers or people that are the brink of potentially being a top tier, but they're not a proper top tier, you think? Because I feel like Loso still has certain battles that he deserves and should be getting, to be fair.
We could possibly say, if Loso had more of a ego, he should be where Jon used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he really is a gatekeeper. He really can rap. He doesn't put on bad shows.
He just
hasn't got an ego. He doesn't say, I should be here.
He's waiting for you to put him there, but he really should have that ego
because he's a lot better than he gets placed on cards. And I'm happy that Geechee's
done. I like this battle a lot because it's like two of my personal favorite battlers, to be fair. You might know that from all previous episodes, I've always said I think Loso is one of the coldest, to be fair. That's why I was really gassed when it was him against Jazz. Where it was one of those battles where it's just like, no one won for me. If anything, you both won.
We won as fans,
to be fair. But yeah, with this one, I've got Geechee with a 2-1 edge. But I think Loso will go crazy with this, to be honest. I'm going to say the same thing.
I think it's one of those, you didn't win the battle, but you're about to win a lot of respect.
Yeah. Like the chess battle, where some people, I personally had Loso edging that battle, but I understand the general consensus is that chess won, but you didn't look bad.
Yeah.
You didn't look bad.
Sure.
You know, and yeah, the main event as well, man. This just shows you again why Geechee is the GOAT, because, you know, he's an anomaly that was able to book Tay Rock versus A Ward.
Also, before we get to that main event, because what the fuck?
Yeah.
Shout out to Geechee for not having that level of ego where he feels he needs to be the main event.
That's my guy, man.
That's what gets Geechee where he is. He's like, I appreciate what I'm about to give you. I know I'm going to do my thing, but I also want to watch this. And I'm like, this is for you.
As well, I feel like he knows as fans, you know what main event. Obviously, I'm not saying him also isn't. But people are wanting to see Rock vs. Award
for a while.
Time. So I think he knows that, regardless if you, do you know what I mean?
This is mad.
This is a good card, bro.
Having Rock vs. Award.
This just shows you, if I'm Eric Beasley right now, I'm looking and thinking, Geechee Gotti guy could be competition.
Because he can
book certain battles.
That you can't.
And guess what? He's giving people decent to good peas, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And secondly, because he's their peer. Thirdly, is well shot, avocado. good streams, and also he's giving YouTube drops.
That's the man I'm going there.
He's giving YouTube drops, bro. And it's not like it's a who gives a fuck league.
Bruv. A-Ward versus Taylor.
This is crazy, bro. This is crazy. Guess what? This could be on a no.
Available.
Oh, well, come on. Of course, bruv.
This could be a headline on no.
Headline on no.
This could be a headline on Summer Madness.
All I know is right now, Beasley and Smack are giving Rock the preppiest of prep talks. You cannot lose to this dude.
He ain't losing.
Huh?
He's not losing. I've got Rock. Okay, what you lot say?
T-Rock's on a high trajectory, man.
He is. I hear that.
He's on a high trajectory.
No. I know you're. Trust me. I know you're gonna say.
He just keeps getting better and better and better and better.
And listen, the run that he's on now,
that's too good. He's too good.
I don't know what he's got in store for A-Ward, because if what he's giving these men is light, what have you got for a man that wants to kill you?
I'm glad the Sirius Jones thing happened.
Battle.
Yeah, in a sense of where. You saw the feedback and people weren't really effing with it. So he's like, all right, cool. Let me get back on my P's and Q's and remind man that whom's I am. I've got Tay Rock in this.
I got Rock. You were going to say Water. I know you are.
Tay Rock's going to throw the battle for himself.
Why say that?
It's going to ruin it. It's going to be some white boy angle and it's just not going to hit as hard as it should do. And he's going to double down on it. And it's just going to be a bit awkward. And he's not going to stop. And he might try and fight A-Ward.
I can't see that, man.
Long. Man. He's going to ruin a really good battle. If he doesn't do those three things, Tay Rock wins Dirty 30.
Nah, not 30. A-Ward, you think? A-Ward gets around for sure.
A-Ward will get around. A-Ward
will get around. That like, oh, shit. Yeah. But I don't think of that.
A Tay Rock second round.
A-Ward first round.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
but when have we had... Remember, Rock changes it around now. Rock's first are crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Like, I know. But I'm just saying, all I'm saying is...
We'll get a classic.
Yeah. We're going to get a classic.
For sure.
And I'm saying, if Rock loses, it's because Rock
battle.
It's really what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I feel like that battle's going to be... That's a million views in
very
short
space
time.
Has to be. Because think about it. You see... Where is my brethren? Where is Swamp?
You are our lawyers? Sorry, what's happening there?
Where is my brethren?
Because why is Swamp not on the cards?
And the cards he should have been on, you know? But I'm just saying, see when it was Rock versus Swamp?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Not like that.
The only reason why Rock lost is because Rock lost.
Like, that first round, is one of the greatest first rounds
fisherman
I've
boots.
Seen. Oh my.
Change his Dior's into fisherman bro. Boots.
You know when you're watching.
Actions as well, though.
I was watching. You know when you're watching the shit, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Y'all is men. Yeah. No. Your man dead.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the meme of the ref in boxing as soon?
Yeah.
That's literally what it was.
And brother, Rex behind him.
Yeah.
I love you, nigga. I hear that still.
Man. Yeah, man. Original dots. But yeah, I think Tay Rock for Champion of the Year 2024. He's looking it.
If he beats A-Ward,
I'll be real.
Then yeah,
the only person that can do it now is if Lux has three battles this year. If Lux has three battles, or that's it. Because remember, everyone's saying that he's battling A-Ward. He's battling Bill's not an easy person to battle. Sirius Jones, that's a good grudge match.
Mm-hmm.
Prep,
mm-hmm.
Bankhead, okay, fair enough.
I heard he whooped Bankhead's
ass. Who else said he did that this year? I heard he
Bill Collector's ass.
I remember, strength of schedule.
I'm sorry, I take that back. No, it was Bankhead and Prep. I meant to say Prep. I heard he whooped Prep's ass.
Right now, he's there.
I'll be real.
After A-Ward, if Rock can battle one more person, no, two more people this year, he's got it. Big K and Easy, he's got it.
Yeah, give him Big K and
Thingy now, Big K Summer.
Big K and the Riot.
Yeah.
It's done.
End of year.
He's got it.
Easy, on URL.
Or, okay, I'm not online, another candidate could be Easy.
Yeah.
He got hella battles this year.
I need to see him on form, if he does. I ain't giving him a credit. Until I see him on form, I ain't talking about
him. Yeah. What do you form?
I ain't seen him yet.
Oh, this year?
Yeah, this year so far.
I ain't seen him yet. Like,
Let's get into some listeners' questions as well. Shout out to everyone who keeps on sending the questions, man. Hello, y'all, man. Shout out to MG who said, how can the culture keep URL on its toes following ARP's retirement? The YouTube drops, the small room battles, etc. Firstly, shout out to ARP. It's a big shame.
I know, man.
But at the same time, what he did say was that he was going to be sponsoring battles. And also, he's not in the business of selling battles and selling cards.
See, you listen to it like I listen to it.
Yeah.
Because he did not say, he didn't say, I'm done.
Yeah. Sponsoring battles, which means, I'm telling you, they're going to have some of the big, trust me, they're going to have some of the biggest battles.
He said, I'm not really involved. What I am involved is in the full surface circles.
And he's sponsoring battles.
Yeah.
And he's sponsoring, right.
Brother?
He said, the other man are still around.
He's going to book a big battle this year, I'm telling you.
I think he's going to book him and Ngeechi. I think he's got to do it. I think he's got to either book that or sponsor it somehow.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But in response to that question, look at the Riot card.
Yeah.
That's how we keep the URL in their toes.
How can a culture keep URL on its toes following ARP's return?
I think URL need to keep themselves on their toes, personally.
Yeah.
Like,
you stop having like, they can do that. Yeah.
But like, they still got the battlers there to do it.
They have got the talent.
They've got the talent.
And they've got the pool as well. They're the only league that's got over 1 million subscribers.
But I think it's fucked.
Yeah, of course.
It's fucked for them because I feel like RB kept them on the toes. They're like, oh shit, we got to go and book this card now. Yeah, they're like, oh, it's cool. There's no comp. Right, we're going to go and book certain battles because we're cool with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Do you know what... This isn't a question, I know, sorry, but do you know what URL need to do? Draft pick.
I hear that.
That's a good idea.
I do hear
that. How would URL a draft pick?
Yeah. Mm. You got to treat that shit like, remember WWE with SmackDown versus Raw? Yeah.
This person versus that person. That's this year.
I agree.
You've got the talent base for it. That. If everyone is as good as you say they are.
I fully hear that.
Yeah.
Shout out to my guy Dojo who said, what are the most overused references in battle rap? I've heard Rumble Pack way too many times.
What do you mean, like bars?
Overused references in battle rap. So I'm assuming that he means either bars.
Yeah.
Or just even like myself. References as in probably like phrases.
Yeah.
Or things along those lines. If you're talking phrases and references, if it's references, I would say. There's been so many stages. If you're talking bars, would be Gun So Big, Tully Burst, Tully Blam,
Coke So White,
Cans Bussin, or whatever.
I love a Coke.
Coke So White is an amazing one, to be fair with you. Proper, I love hearing Coke So White bars. Another thing, if you're talking words, would probably be. Hearing about was a classic, or was
Gentleman's
30s.
Yeah, Gentleman's 30.
Yeah, can we get a new gun sound?
Yeah.
That's what I'd like.
Yeah.
I want more bows.
Yeah.
Bow.
Shout out to Beloved who wasn't here, who unfortunately couldn't be here. Grey Hoodie Steph who said, what do the mandem think about Chess's most recent mishaps? We spoke about it earlier on.
That's your nigga.
Yeah, trust me, that's your guy, bruv.
Niggas fall every day, B.
Yeah. You ain't lying. Also, as well, shout out to one half of the URL lawyers, Sunny, who said, who would be the first pick in the Battle Rap Hall of Famers?
Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
First pick?
Right now, it's Tay Rock.
If you're talking Hall of Famers, you obviously have to do the first class of like your Mooks, your Luxes, your Rexes, your Arsenals.
Depends who you're talking to, though. For us, it's it is.
Yeah.
But... A new like, you know, like certain man are gonna say
fame.
A surf right now.
Some people.
Oh, so we know that Luxman.
Do you know what? Back, you know what right there, surf.
Surf will be your first pick over Mook or Lux.
I get why you say that though. Like, I hear it. Yeah.
Is that recency bias?
More of an impact as well.
I'm thinking of impact. Don't get me wrong, because when we're talking about legends and the but I'm thinking of a Hall of Fame right now. That I need to be able to pull something out like and justify it. I can justify Surf in 4 battles.
Mm-hmm.
I could justify him in his last 4, in his last run. I
can justify him not being here and look at the culture.
Yeah. If I had to, like, if we said, all right, use Lux 4 battles to justify why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what are the 4 battles you're going to pick?
Midwest Miles, Mook, Calico, and Holler.
Oh yeah, Holler, forgot about that one, yeah.
And the only one I really feel resonates is Calico. Like, that is a moment and a half.
Him and Lux versus Hollow.
Hollow was a great battle. No, I'm not taking that away from him. I'm just trying to be like...
Makes sense.
Like, Surf, Geechee.
Mm-hmm.
Surf, Twerk.
But it's bigger pool. Bigger pool. Bigger pool. Surf has had more battles.
I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, first thing Hall of Famer. I'm not saying first class Hall of Famer. Just right now, Hall of Fame.
I hear it. I do hear it. Before we do round up, we haven't done this in a while, of Battle of the Week.
Shit,
of recommended battles. For me, I'm going to say Loso and Award versus Clean Paper.
Yeah, that's a good battle.
And Mac Myron. That's a good 2-on-2, even though it was one round. And also as well, the crowd was biased as well for Mac and Clean. But
are these YouTube ones?
Ideally, yeah. Ideally
that,
YouTube.
That makes sense.
Random could turn around and say Jazz versus Bizzo, if you want.
That's a good battle. It's a very, very good shout.
Yeah, Jazz and Bizzo as well.
I feel like you've given an honorary mention, so you know, that's there. Mm-hmm. Damn.
If you haven't got one, let's go.
Do you know what? Just for the fun of it, watch Remedy Loco versus Suave Sever.
Oh, that was a good battle, man. It's actually a good battle.
It's a good battle.
Suave actually went crazy in that battle.
Yeah.
That was the I Have a Dream battle, wasn't it? In the third round.
Yeah.
You went crazy in that one.
It's a very good battle.
Fly, you got one?
I have one, you know.
That's cool. Let's go. We just do those three.
Yeah.
We'll just do those three.
Sheesh.
Literally. Yeah. It really was on the spot as well. Pull it.
Exactly that. Always make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe.
Factual.
We are dropping this content regularly, consistently. We are back.
It
feels good to be back, man. Rufus, you already know what's going on.
Yeah. I have the buttons next week.
Yeah, I will. I promise. I will. I promise.